In Northwest News on 88.5 FM, a program credited with lifting the graduation rate and boosting student enrollment at Seattle's Rainier Beach High School was going to be cut due to a lack of money. But now it's being saved thanks to a local nonprofit. The International Baccalaureate Program, advanced classes originally designed for the children of diplomats, is being rescued by the Alliance for Education. The Alliance is giving Rainier Beach $150,000 over the next 3 years to keep IB going. Sarah Morris, the president of the Alliance, believes Rainier Beach is the most important school in the district because it stands for so many things.
For equity, for opportunity, for excellence. It's had its struggles, and I think it's showing itself as a shining light.
Assistant Superintendent for Seattle Public Schools Steve Nielsen says the reason why Rainier got the money and not the IB programs at Chief Sealth and Ingram High Schools is because Rainier is the most vulnerable due to its small size.
Resources are allocated to schools based on enrollment. Larger schools have a little bit more flexibility, not much, a little bit more, thus making it a little bit easier for the larger size schools to fund exceptional programs that Rainier Beach simply doesn't have because of its size.
As far as a long-term plan goes to fund the district's three IB programs, Nielsen says the district doesn't have the money and will pursue help from other nonprofits and grants. Meanwhile, to make the IB program accessible to all of its students, Rainier Beach added a half an hour to the day and a seventh period. This annual expense is more than $700,000, and the federal grant money paying for it will run out in a year. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.